Now, as I'm sure you are aware, the east coast of Australia and Sydney got an absolute belting from Mother Nature over the weekend. We were really bent over the knee of Mother Nature. She gave us a mighty spanking with that that east coast low that came in. You know, we saw Collaroy being, you know, washed away. Picton's completely underwater. But what happens to all of that water, all that storm water? Where does it go? I understand it goes into the drains, but where does it come out? How many drains are there? I'm just fascinated by, you know, the rivers basically that run underneath Sydney. So I thought we'd speak to Sydney Water and have a chat to them. And I'm joined now by Fernando Ortega from Sydney Water to give us the ins and the outs of the pipes running underneath Sydney. Good morning, Fernando.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. A busy week for you?
Absolutely. After the main storm events that we experienced last weekend, yes, absolutely.
Goodness gracious! So, how much piping and stormwater drains are there underneath Sydney?
Okay. Well, Sydney Water, under its present act, is responsible for maintaining about 440 kilometres of stormwater pipes and culverts and channels within the Sydney metropolitan area. So Sydney Water doesn't cover all of the metropolitan area. We're only spread about 300 square kilometres, and we cover around 30 councils within the metro area. So in terms of pipes, we own about 5% or less than 5% of the overall stormwater drainage system that services Sydney.
Only 5%, and you're talking about 300 square, what was it, 450 odd
kilometres? Yeah, 400 kilometres of stormwater pipes and drains, and that's only 5% of the Sydney drainage system. So Sydney Water shares responsibility of stormwater services with councils and other agencies.
It's fascinating.
So we're only one small part.
You're only one small part. It's just so crazy to think that, you know, underneath Sydney there is this rabbit's warren of nests and pipes that we don't think about. And I imagine maintaining them would be such a pain in the backside. I mean, how do you know if there's an issue in one tiny part of that entire 400 odd kilometres of piping?
Well, we have a very reactive maintenance and operation program. So we have priority sections of the stormwater network that we need to maintain and operate quite regularly or need to upsize. So we work closely with community and councils to make sure that, you know, we're on top of maintaining those drainage systems up to capacity, so we allow stormwater to flow quickly out into the rivers, which then joins our main waterways, and then out into the ocean. So most of the water that we experienced as rainfall during the week basically is now out in the ocean, which also carries a lot of pollutants, which is it's another concern that we're trying to manage with councils and the community, and that's reducing pollutants that go into our waterways after experiencing major storm events like that.
So over the weekend, you know, we saw that crazy, crazy weather. I mean, it was like a month's worth of rain. How much water was running through your drains at that time?
Look, all of our 450 kilometres worth of stormwater systems were running absolutely to capacity, and so most of their systems were overflowing. So in terms of volume, we're not sure yet. We're still calculating that. We're estimating, we have to check with our fuel modellers to confirm. At different locations within Sydney, we experience different rainfall events. So we're trying to work out what different areas of Sydney experienced and work out the volume of water that went out. So we'll know that soon.
Yeah, I think the technical term is a lot.
A lot.
If you've just joined us, I'm here with Fernando Ortega from Sydney Water. We're talking about that rabbit's warren of drains underneath Sydney, pipes that you wouldn't even think about. And they copped a belting just like the rest of the city over the weekend. So, Fernando, where you say the water all heads out to sea, where are the outlet points into the ocean?
Well, there's different outlet points. Overall, Sydney Water looks after under 70 stormwater catchments, so they're quite large catchments, and they're all surrounding the Parramatta River, the Cooks River, and the Georges River. So they're the main tributaries, they're the main rivers that receive the stormwater,
mm-hmm.
And there's a number of outlets that go are connected to those rivers.
Does it go out to sea as well?
Yes, so Cooks River, Parramatta, and the Georges flow out to the sea.
Okay, because
that is so important for us to, you know, we're trying to manage stormwater flows, which are a risk to people, properties, and infrastructure. But at the same time, we're trying to also improve the health of our waterways. So when we experience storm events like this, we want to manage both flow and quality.
Now, it seems like a dumb question, so forgive me if it is, but is it as simple as gravity, you know, in these pipes? You know, the water goes in and gravity pushes it out, or is there something kind of churning it along?
No, it's all gravity fed. It's a gravity system. We all the water that falls into people's roofs or falls into roads and other services, it flows into stormwater pits, into the pipes, drainage systems, then into main open channels and or culverts, and then into the rivers of the Cooks, Georges, and the Parramatta River.
Mm.
But so they're the main areas that Sydney Water stormwater system services.
Mm. And I suppose with all that wild weather, I mean, if you look at Picton was underwater, so you'd have a lot of objects, rubbish, detritus kind of floating around, which is then going into the drains. What kind of impact does that have on your pipes, you know, all this kind of crap, as it were, going in?
Yeah, so a lot of, well, on the Cooks River itself, we experience a lot of litter, many people experience when they walk past it. And a lot of that litter blocks a lot of the drainage system.
Yeah, right.
And also causes silt buildup, and therefore it eventually blocks some of the drains in some cases. But when it's unblocked, it all flows into the river and then causes pollution. So it's important that people, everyone, we're all responsible for protecting our waterways and the way we live. So it's important that we throw rubbish in the bin. And so it doesn't flow into the ocean eventually.
Yeah. One thing I've seen kind of happening of late is those wet wipes that people use, and then they think that they're disposable. They flush them down the loo, and you've seen pictures around the world and here in Australia of these huge, you know, 3 tons worth of wet wipes that have all collected together and blocked up the drainage system. Is that a problem for you guys?
Absolutely. It's a major issue for our wastewater network. And we like you said, we pull out tons of wet wipes that flow into sewage treatment plants. In our waterways, it's the same thing. We find a lot of wet wipes, but also a lot of plastic bottles. We collect tons of plastic bottles every year together with councils.
Mm. Do you ever find anything interesting down there? Like, I don't know, Rolex watches or old iPhones or anything?
No, often I find tennis balls and soccer balls and a range of plastic bottles of all types.
No Rolexes.
No, I haven't found any Rolexes.
Maybe one day, Fernando. That can be the day that you stop working for Sydney Water.
No, I don't think so. I enjoy the work we do.
Oh, that's great. Well, Fernando, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning, and keep up the good work.
Absolute pressure. Call me anytime and we'd be happy to talk to you.
You're a good man. Thank you so much. That's Fernando Ortega there from Sydney Water, talking about that rabbit's warren of pipes underneath Sydney. What did he say? 440 kilometres worth of pipes that they look after. And that's only 5% of Sydney's pipes. That's crazy. Anyway, hasn't found a Rolex down the drain yet. God, that'd be good, wouldn't it? I bet it'd be a fake though. You go, oh, bugger. It's a Frolex.